Hey, Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. We're up to page 37. Okay, we have finished Kuf Lamed Hey about Kohanim and Levim. You saw the order over there. So we move on to Simon Kuf Lamed Vav, which is just a hemshech now of the same idea we said before of Darkei Shalom. Once again, Chazal wanted a pattern of the Aliyahs. Okay, once you're going to have to give people and call them up to the Torah, that's going to cause politics. Once again, it's going to cause people to say, why am I not that? So therefore, they try making a pyramid of importance of who should be getting the order of Aliyahs, who's the people who should be getting the Aliyahs before other people. Once again, it's in order to make Darkei Shalom, not to cause politics, in order to say, okay, this person, clearly that person getting this Aliyah, this person, this Aliyah, and that person, that Aliyah, so the people don't come to fight over the Aliyahs. So the Mechaber over here, Paskins, it's got based on the Gemara and Gittin and Nites, B'Shabbos V'Yontif. On Shabbos V'Yontif, where you have extra Aliyahs, you don't just have three Aliyahs. V'Yom HaKippurim, Korin Achar Levi, after you have the Kohen and the Levi, Talmidei Chachamim Amunim Al Tzibur. First, you call the Talmidei Chachamim, who are the leaders of the Tzibur. Okay? Those are the people who are supposed to come first. And then, after that, you're supposed to call. No. So we'll do it again. Lini Nishmas. Etel Bat. Svi Ali Melch. Not Hashem. Svi Ali Nishmas. Okay, so the next is Achrim Talmidei Chachamim Aruim Limnosim Parnosim. The ones who are roy to be put as the leaders of the tzibur. You have the leaders around. These are the people who are supposed to follow. So the Ramah adds in, who are these people? Shesholim Moto Dvar Lacha B'chol Makom Yomer. These are people who can add, say, you can ask them a shailu in any part of the Torah, and they can answer. So you see over here what the leaders of Klal Yisrael are supposed to be. V'acher kach. After that, Bnei Talmidei Chachamim Shavu Sem Lunai Mal Tzibur. After that, the children of the leaders of the thing. So we have the leaders, but the people are going to lead us now, the children of the present leader. Why is that important to call their children? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Siv Katan Gimel, Shemechuyavim l'chabdam, we have a chuyav to mechabed, also the children, Bishvil Kvod Avosam, in order for kavod for their fathers, Sheis Bazek Kavod L'Avos. That is Kavod L'Avos when you're mechabed their children afterwards. Okay, V'acher Kach, when they tell me, you know what we just said, V'acher Kach Rashi Knesiot, V'cholam, then you get to these Rashi Knesiot, okay, exactly what that does, I'm not exactly sure what Rashi Knesiot, and then you have the Kol Am, and then you have the rest of the people who will get the Aliyahs afterwards. So that's the order over here that Chazal presents us based on the Gemara in Gittin. Based on the Gemara in Gittin. Okay? Now, in terms of Chashivas of Aliyahs, you'll see a lot of different things written in different poskim about what are the most Chashiv Aliyahs. Okay? Kohen Levi, we know. Kohen Levi, Kohen is very Chashiv to get the Kohen Aliyah. That's for the Kohen. Shlishi, since it's the first Aliyah of Yisrael, you see over here that seems to be the most Chashiv Aliyah for someone who is not a Kohen or a Levi, because over here you give it to the Talmidei Chachamim, who are the leaders of the Tzibur. So that seems to be, based on Shulchan Aruch, what is the most important Aliyah. Now, based on Kabbalah, and also Mr. Brun, Simon Reish Pei Beis, when he's talking about Kriyas Torah on Shabbos, he mentioned this Zohar over there, that for some reason Shishi is also very, very Chashiv Aliyah. So much so, the Aruch HaShulchan over here, in our Simen, writes over here that for Ashkenazim, we do the Shlishi is the most important Aliyah. For Sephardim, they hold the Shishi is the most important Aliyah. Once again, many times, Nigla Nister, Sephardim many times will go after Kabbalah, and Ashkenazim will go after the Passover. Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that Shlishi is the most important Aliyah, and that's why he says it over here. But based on Kabbalah, and also Hasidim, I believe, also hold that the sixth Aliyah is the most important. The Mishnah Berurah over here, he adds another thing. He says over here, in Siv Katan, hey, Cholam, he says, Va'achshav Nagu Shegodol HaTzibur Hu Mesayim Mesayim HaSedra. Nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the meaning is that the Gadol HaTzibur, he should be the one who's Mesayim HaSedra, get the last Aliyah. Okay, but Pashas over here is not talking about Maftir. He's talking about Acharon, or Shvi, whatever is going to be the last Aliyah of the day. That's the most important, because that is going to be Mesayim HaSedra. For some reason, maybe because it got the most brachos, Maftir is turned into nowadays one of the most chashiv things also. So based on this, there's different Aliyahs that are the most chashiv. But I think the most important is, okay, but the most important, I think, is what the Aruch HaShulchan brings down over here. As we see over here once again, the framework of the Aliyahs and giving the chashiv Aliyahs was supposed to prevent all the politics in the shul. And unfortunately, this is the greatest creator of politics in the shul, of who's going to get Shlishi, who's going to get Shishi, and we know that's going to, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. Listen to his Lashon over here. He says, U'mitzvah gedola, and os beis in our simen. U'mitzvah gedola levatel mashem muchzak fi amon, sha'aliyah zu p'chutam ha'od, u'chadom.
that honestly is not so important. We should bevatel these things.
He says, someone who is himself roy to get the third aliyah, roy to get the sixth, whatever it is, and he himself takes, let's say, chamishi, like the least chashiv aliyah, and he goes and takes, that's a mitzvah rabba, says the Aruch HaShulchan, in order to mevatla all the shtus about who's going to get the most important aliyah.
De'bavonos harabim harbe machlokas b'mizeh, Hashem yirachim.
Because in our generation, many the machlokas comes from this.
U'be'emes ein l'cha shtus godol mizeh.
There's no greater shtus than to be arguing about these things.
Shakol Torah achas u'bracha achas.
Everything's one Torah. Everyone thinks the same bracha. Okay, this one's a little this, more than that.
Shtuy shtuyot. Ve'ein ze elamaisa sotom.
Okay, he says all this fighting over all these aliyahs is all mice and satan, and therefore he says to mevatlan and anyone who could get up and try mevatlan and nara take the less chashav aliyah for himself, that would be a mitzvah gedola, says the Aruch HaShulchan, in order to prevent all the things that unfortunately have come to the opposite of what Chazal had in mind when he put the framework of all these alachas. So that's all by talking about the people who are not mechuyev to get aliyahs, but there are a list of people who have to have a chiyev to get an aliyah. Okay, and therefore they'll go up to the Gabbai and tell them they're one of the list over here that's brought in the Ber Halacha. So before we get to the chiyuvim, just to point out, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's beferish that this whole simin does not really apply nowadays. Anyways, the Aruch HaShulchan writes also in Oz Beis. He says over here, "Va'davar muvan she'i asher lanu linho kedina gemara." We cannot be knowing like the gemara anymore. She'ein lanu parnasim b'avanosa rabim. We don't have real leaders of the generation. Ve'ein lanu talmid chacham yishesholim dvar alacha b'chol makom yomra. The definition of the Ramah, the person who has to be the parnas of the tzibor, is someone who's sholim dvar alacha b'chol makom yomer. So that's supposed to be the bar. He says that we don't have nowadays. We're not shaylis, and therefore we don't have real talmid chacham. And therefore, he says the whole simin falls away, and that's why most shuls don't follow these alachas they give to the Balabatim, whatever it is, they get the liyas, but they do follow, hopefully, what the Ber Halacha does bring down over here at Dibur Asma Shabbos Yontov, seven chiyuvim for an aliyah. Okay? Number one, he says over here, is not in order. Afterwards, he goes through all the order. We're not going to have time to go through all the orders, who's the most important, who beats out everyone else, but these are the people who should be getting an aliyah if they are presidential. This is chasan biyom chupah. So, a chatan on the day of his chuppah. Once again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out that only if it's really the day of the chuppah, if the chuppah is going to be after shkia, it's going to have to say a kochavim. It's not the same day, so therefore he's not mechuyev to get an aliyah. You want to give an aliyah, you can mechav an aliyah, but he's not mechuyev to get an aliyah if it is not the same day. No, I didn't say this. It's not in order. Later on, he goes through what the priority is. Shabbos chasan. Shabbos ofruf is going to be the top priority. Chasan b'Shabbos kodem chatuna. The Shabbos, what we call the ofruf by Ashkenazim, with the Shabbos before the chasana, Svardim do it the Shabbos afterwards. For Ashkenazim, the Shabbos before the chasana, shemizamrnoto. Okay, the third one is a nar shenasa bar mitzvah b'otu Shabbos. A nar who gets a bar mitzvah on that Shabbos, that is going to be another chiyuv. Okay, number four, a bal isha yoledes b'Shabbos sholeches beis kenesis. After a woman gives birth, that when she comes back to shul for the first time, her husband is chayv in aliyah. Chasan b'Shabbos she'achar chatuna, a chasan on the Shabbos after the chasana also. Okay, for Ashkenazim we do it for both, before and after, during the Sheva Brachos. Number six, a yurtzai b'Shabbos shu yom shemes bo aviv o ima, on the yurtzai of the Shabbos where someone's parent died. Okay, on that Shabbos, that and the week, I believe over here it means not only that day, it means the week. B'Shabbos shu I think in the week of the Beis Bo'av Yavimo, we have the chiv. Avi yelled Zachar b'Shabbos lifnei Amila, and the father of a son who has a Shabbos before the Mila. So the Shabbos before the Bris Mila, once again, all these are chayuvim for an aliyah. What you don't see over here is someone's birthday. I've heard that shtuyas a lot, that someone says, it's my birthday today, I'm chayiv to get an aliyah. That's complete shtuyot. No one's chayiv to get an aliyah on the day of their birthday. So those are the people who are chayiv to get an aliyah. There's a specific order, if you go to this Ber Halacha, of who, let's say there's not enough aliyahs, and you have to choose one or the other, who's going to go ahead and come first over the other. Okay, so that's who is going to. What about people who are not from? What can you give non from being Mechali Shabbos? Let's say, can you give them aliyahs? Okay, so one star is to say that this is a very difficult thing to go ahead. They don't really believe in Shabbos. They don't really believe the chazakas of the Torah to go ahead and say brachos Hashem Barach, brachat Hashem Nachalam Asher Bachar Banami Kol Amim. To say the brachos of the Torah, it's like sort of like astir meneu bay. Nevertheless, Robi with the Ruba, the post game hold that nowadays, since our Mechali Shabbos are not like Pam, where they are doing Peshat Nefesh, and over here most people just don't know. They don't understand. They can believe in God, and they can even believe in the Torah. Shabbos, they don't do Shabbos. Okay, so there are many, many Jews like that, and therefore, Ruba the Ruba, post game, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chelik Beis, Simon and Aleph. So the Igros Moshe over there in Chelik Beis, and also in Chelik Gimel, and the Kavod Rav Levi talks about it in a number of different places. It's also in Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman, Chelik Beis. Simin Dalad Os Yud. Basically, the bottom line is that for most Mechalei Shabbos nowadays, you are allowed to give them aliyahs because under there, like the Tinuk Shanishbu, we've talked about many times, it's a very sad concept. Tinuk Shanishbu, but there's so many, unfortunately, Jews nowadays that are not connected to the Torah and they don't really understand, but at the end of the day, we still give them aliyahs. However, the exceptions to the rules, though, one might be what Rashi was pointing out, someone who was learned. He went to yeshiva, he does know, and then he's gone to the derech. That might be something different that you have to ask a posik about. But what they do talk about, the Igros Moshe has a very long tshuva, and it very sounds like a very an emotional tshuva that he wanted to know. There was a specific doctor. There was a specific doctor in the town, and he was known to love Jews, and he gave a lot. He was Jewish himself. He gave lots of money to Jewish organizations, and he was, but he was married to a guy. Okay, if he comes to shul, can you give him an aliyah? So Rav Moshe has a very long tshuva over there, and basically on the day he talks a lot about, number one, his covenant of Torah to give it, he's definitely not right to get an aliyah. He shouldn't be getting an aliyah, he's married to a guy. One of the worst things in the world. Okay, and he says over there, maybe it's a problem of chanufa. Chanufa is flattering someone. You're basically telling him you deserve this kavod when he's not deserving of this kavod. Yes, he does help Jews on one hand, but on the other hand, this is not something that you want to mechabed with an aliyah. Okay, so at the end of the day, he really suggests better not to give such a person an aliyah. Give him something else. Give him psichos aharon. Give him other things, but not to give him an aliyah, not to call him up to the Torah.
Did you give him your
answer? So that's unfortunate situation. A lot of places, but they do say. The Igros Moshe writes about this in all the different places. However, if you're dealing with people who are kofrim the Dvar Hashem, the Ma'arish Kofrim says anyone who's conservative or reform or people be like this, or he said especially the rabbis are the worst, where they Ma'arish don't believe in Dvar Hashem. Listen, if they just happen to daven in a conservative shul, but they believe in these things, they believe in Hashem and they believe in the Torah, that might be another thing. But if you go after their regular, what they really hold, that they don't believe the Torah was Misinai and things like that, that Rav Moshe says Beferish absolutely usher to give them an aliyah, absolutely usher to give them any kibbutim in a shul. So that would be by the Mechalei Shabbos. So we're going to get a little bit farther today. We'll stop over here today. Adkan.